Going away to school is a rite of passage for first-year college students who can afford to do so. It's a milestone that brings a young person closer to adulthood. But for freshmen this year, 2020 is falling short of what they envisioned. Many campuses are only offering classes online, there are strict rules about socializing, and there is the challenge of making new friends with people whose faces are obscured by masks. In this collaboration between KNKX's Take the Mic and the podcast Transmission, we hear what college is like for one student. More from KNKX's Jennifer Wing.
Joshua Pytok is from Tacoma. He's 18 years old, and right now he's a freshman at Northeastern University in Boston.
I'm majoring in bioengineering, and today was a pretty good day.
All of his classes are online. Over the last few weeks, Josh recorded audio diaries sharing what his pandemic college experience is like.
So I guess I should talk about how I meet people, because that's, a question I get by people who aren't in college right now. It's like, well, with all the restrictions, how isn't it hard to meet people? So really the way to meet people is sort of just throughout your daily tasks and your daily schedule, doing things like laundry, even riding up and down the elevator. You gotta be a little bit outgoing and, just start a conversation with someone, or if someone's in your class, ask to study with them.
Josh is in a strange situation that might sound like a dream come true to a high school student on prom night. He's living in a hotel in Boston with about 800 other Northeastern students. Josh was supposed to have his first semester in London, but that got canceled. So the school put up all of these people who are mostly other engineering and STEM students in this hotel, but they aren't really allowed to socialize too much with each other.
When I initially got here and I knew no one, the roommate was like the most important thing for me, because, we like explored the city together. And like now we sort of made friends together. So we have a friend group together that we can do stuff with.
Not all roommates are getting along. COVID is adding an extra complicated layer to things.
There's a lot of people that are having a conflict with the roommate because they care more about the COVID restrictions than the roommate does. That is something I have not experienced personally, but that's apparently been a problem for a lot of people. And that's something that the university is struggling with, is like, well, what do we do with all these people who can't, get along with their roommate? Or, they get along, it's just that one person doesn't feel safe. Anyways, my plans for the evening are to go hang out with some friends. I think we're going to ride some bikes around the city and get some food.
Roaming around the city on bikes, on foot, or riding the T, Boston's transit system, looking for food and eating it, is one of the only options Josh and his friends have with everything else locked down.
What's up? It's Saturday, October 10th, 2020. It's Saturday evening. We went to Chipotle. We were out till like 1 a.m. It was pretty entertaining. I got to see like a crowd of drunk kids running across a field as they were pursued by the police. I think that kind of speaks to the fact that, even though there's supposed to be, these COVID restrictions, kids find a way. They find a way to socialize. They find a way to hang out. They find a way to party, even if it's just in like a dark field and like at midnight in Boston.
The place that Josh and his friends find themselves going to again and again is a donut shop called Doughboys.
And what is up? It is Sunday, October 11th. It's Sunday morning. Last night I went out with some friends to this donut place called Doughboy Donuts.
Here we are at the T stop. We're about to get on the orange line.
Basically, it's like this donut place that's open 24 hours.
Mella, are you excited to go to Doughboy?
Of course, it's my favorite place.
Let's go.
I'm looking for some excess calories today.
All right, same. Man.
It's kind of become like this central location in my social group for some reason. I don't know why, but we go there a lot and we eat way more donuts than we should, and it will be a healthy amount. But it's kind of a fun thing to do with the boys.
Okay, so we are currently minutes away from getting Doughboy. How's everyone feeling out there?
I'm feeling stoked.
Alrighty. What are you gonna order, Julian?
You know, I like to keep it simple, and I'm gonna go with a glazed donut today.
All right.
Are we gonna practice some self-constraint?
How you doing? Can I just get 3 glazed donuts?
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is what a fun night out on the town is right now for 18-year-old college kids. 3 glazed donuts in a paper bag. Back in the spring, when it became clear that the pandemic was going to change everything, Josh thought about taking a year off, a gap year. But he was worried that he would lose some of his math skills, which he needs for his bioengineering major. Josh is fully aware that he is fortunate to even have this choice to go to school or take a year off. But when he's asked if this experience is worth the money of full tuition, room, and board, he says, no, probably not. Still, he's glad to be here.
That's KNKX's Jennifer Wing. This story is a collaboration between our podcast Transmission and Take the Mic. The latest episode of Transmission has a longer version of this story with the experiences of 2 other college students. You can find Transmission on our website, knkx.org, or wherever you get your podcasts.